Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
She meant it when she told me to forget it, and I bet you will forget it when they find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down, I'm coming up for air was pretty stuffy under there. Like I said, I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note. And it's the hottest day afloat, soaking wet without a boat. And I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news. Going down. You must have had another date. I didn't need this extra weight. I wish that I could see the way it's shot. I don't want no more. Going down, I'm going down. And now I see the level, let it slip it all away. I made a shuttle and learned to swim instead. And now it's really got me stuff. I can't believe it. Why I jump like again. My tummy pump, I can't believe they drink this stuff in town. This dirty brown. So getting old, I'm hungry, sleepy, wet and cold. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. My pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how. I stayed there floating like a mama cow, and now I've floated way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, I'd never getting light, everything will be alright. Think I finally got the knack of just floating and lazy on my back. I never really liked that town. I think I'll ride the river down, just moving slow and floating free. There's a river swinging under me, waving back to the slopes on shore. I should have thought of this before I float on down to New Orleans and pick up on some swinging scenes.
Maybe the one I saw when you walked by, the love light in your eyes. just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
WMFO in Medford. Monkeys there. We had Going Down, Monkey. Well, before that, who was it? Freddie King we had Going Down. Then Monkeys Going Down. And then Randall said, if you're going to play Monkeys, I'd say You Just May Be the One. And I said, this time for that. That's what you heard there. Earlier, we had Dred Zeppelin with Misty Mountain Hop, Peter Tosh. That was live in Boston, 1976. Liars, Don't Give It Up Now. Now, you were saying that wasn't the Boys From Nowhere, Bert. What? Danny McCormack. Rick Caraccio and Paul Murphy. And, of course, Mono Man. Okay. Oh, yeah, that is Stigmatics. They're setting up. We'll talk with them soon. Around 2:30, guys? 2:30. So stick around. Request 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
says it all at once. Like time sublimely silences the wise. I know that if I try, I'm gonna take a fall at once and splatter there between my lies. Only time can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on him to spiel. And no, he only knows as much as time to him among our chances. There's a chance we can choose, and if uncertainty will give us that permission, then it's impossible to lose. Only time can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on him to spiel. And no, he only knows as much as time to him reveal.
Blood drips from my nose, I can barely breathe. Waves too afraid to use the phone. I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Crazy with sweat, spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear, pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors. I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror. I hate my own smell. I know where I must be. I must be in hell.
WMFO in Medford. What was that noise? Someone rip one?
It was the mic.
Okay. That's okay. They'll be good.
I'll stop.
Yeah, kind of point them this, you know.
Well, you're going to hear the static.
Oh, well, yeah, just do it right now. We want to hear it. Go ahead. That'll be good. That'll be good. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The time is now. We have the Stigmatics here. Peter, what's going on?
Hey, Brian, thanks for having us here.
Thanks for being here. Why don't you introduce yourself, full names, and
everyone else. I'm Pete McCormick, and we've got Bob Ross playing guitar, Randall Lee Gibson's playing drums, and Matt Robinson's on bass.
All right, maybe we can say, you know, throw out some names like where you guys have played before or whatever. But right now, let's just get into it, huh?
Sure.
What do you have for us?
I'm going to start off with a song called Not Short Enough.
All right.
Is in, he always answers your call. He writes you prescription for your head and your balls. It's just enough pills for 1 month's supply, but it's the best treatment that money can buy. The warning, the sign said beware. You're older and wiser, but you don't really care. There's one thing, it's certain, don't take it so tough. But life is too short, sometimes not short enough. Not short enough. Every beginning, it comes to an end. Like saying goodbye.
it for granted when I sing this song. There's a last time for everything. You wait that long, can't wait that long. I can't see the warning. The sign says beware. You're older and wiser, but you don't really care. There's one thing, it's certain. Don't take it so tough. Is too short, since I'm not short enough, not short enough, not short enough, not short enough. Whoever, beginning, it comes to an end, like saying goodbye to your only friend. Don't take it for granted, we'll sing this song. Everything. If you wait that long, can't wait that long.
Woo! Hey, that sounds fantastic. Hey,
thanks. Thanks.
Great stuff.
Yeah, that's not short enough. And next song we'll do is called Walking with the Devil.
Are these all, hold on, hey. Are these all originals, Peter?
Yeah. I wrote that one. Bob wrote this one, Devil. Bob writes a lot of them. I help out with the lyrics and things like that, making tweaks, but Bob's got the majority of the material.
Awesome. Sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
Are we ready?
I am.
The devil, walking side by side. I'm walking with the devil, walking side by side. Baby, run and hide. I met him at Canton's back in 1982. I met him down in Canton's back in 1982. Not everyone got to see him, just a chosen few. My daddy was a preacher, no he didn't understand. My daddy was a preacher, no he didn't understand. The last thing I remember was the soul of a broken man. I could have had religion, no I had my father said. I could have had religion, no I had my father said. Don't try to convert me, cause I'm already dead.
Like we were saying, you what bands were you in?
Before the Stigmatics, I was playing down on the Cape with a band called No Fun, doing that for about 4 years, and that was fun. But then I wanted to do more originals, saw an ad on Craigslist, and met up with Bob and Matt, and started driving up from the Cape
right
to Medford.
That's where you live, the Cape?
Yeah, I live down by the canal, down Buzzards Bay area.
Nice.
And so I drive up here, you know, four times a week.
It's a hike, yeah. But that's what you got to do. I mean, it's beautiful down there, so I guess it's worth it.
It is, but, you know, there's no place to really play, no scene for any originals or anything like that. So,
right. You
know, have to come up here, don't mind it at all. And I think it was around, was it April, May or so? We hooked up with Randall.
Right.
I called Randall out of the blue. We'd been practicing with a drummer, and then he left. We had everything ready. We thought we were ready to gig out, and he left. And I gave Randall a call.
Yeah.
And
Randall has a pretty
Randall.
He has a nice resume.
Randall's been doing it for a little while. Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. Name a couple of bands, Randall.
You want to start from 1980 on and 19 go backwards?
Well,
let's see. 21645.
21645.
Phil Anker, who is, of course, you know what Phil's doing now. Right?
Phil Anker.
Yeah, he's in a small band with a couple of good guys.
Right.
And they're called Barris Whitfield and the Savages.
There you go.
And then after that band broke up so Phil could join the Liars, and then me and Jay. Hooked up with Nat Friedberg and started the Flies. And then out of the
Flies.
And then out of the Flies, I went into Scruffy the Cat. And I did that for a few years. And then I was in a band with Eric Martin and Chris McLaughlin called the Illyrians for 20 years. And then I was in the Real Kids.
Real Kids?
And now I'm in the Stigmatics.
Stigmatics. This is the best one.
It's the most recent one.
That's why it's the best one.
It was an interesting phone call. Pete calls me and goes, "You don't know me," and he goes, "I want you to be in my band." I said, "Well, really? I mean, that takes, you know."
Yeah.
It takes a little gumption, right? So I asked him to send me something. And who is this guy?
Right.
So I said, "Send me something you believe in." I didn't want to hear the most polished, latest studio track that they did. I didn't care if I had mistakes.
Right.
I said, "Send me a song that you believe in, so I can hear what you're about." And he sent me a song, so I said, "Okay, I'll be down to rehearsal on Monday."
Awesome.
And it's been fun ever since. Good group of guys. Bob writes good songs. The best thing I think about it is that if, even though we're an older bunch, it's kind of fresh and new.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun to take some guys that really haven't been in bands, you know, and sort of make it into something, and we're having a blast doing it.
Well, I think it sounds great. What do you guys have next?
We're going to do a song called Out of This Town.
All right. Stigmatics on MFO. We'll be right back.
need. I won't be home that night, so don't wait for me. A thousand miles away, I bet there's some jobs. We're making our living, a much better rise. We're leaving the dirt town for the life of the better. Tell thee well, my friend, forever and ever.
False stop. Got me.
Got me too.
Tricked ya.
What's next, Pete?
It's called American Dream.
This is a fun one. I like this one.
Yeah, this is one of Randall's favorites.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thanks. Next one we do is One Man's Loss.
Right on. I like them all. Great.
Yeah, that's what happened to us. You know, it's like one week, one song's your favorite song. Come into practice next week, and you're loving another song. And I don't know. I can't pick a favorite.
Are you guys, like, getting in the recording studio for this stuff, or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we went and looked at Woolly Mammoth
and spoke to Dave Minahan over there. And I think, you know, maybe around the holidays and that time, we got a little bit of a downtime between some gigs.
Yep.
That's a slow time of year anyway.
Right.
And I think it'll work out good.
So it's coming.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming.
Can't wait.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's
going to be epic.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. That's what I'm saying. And this is the one that I'm really looking forward to record. This is a really good song that Bob wrote.
Right on.
It's called One Man's Loss.
And it goes like this.
Listening to the Stigmatics live here on WMFO.
How's everybody today?
How is everyone? Everyone enjoying Stigmatics? Let us know after they're done. 855-915-9636. Few more songs to go. How many more songs, Peter?
How many more do we got here? Three more songs?
Got time for three?
Sure. Three songs?
Three, yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, wait.
Save me.
Wait for the three songs and you can call us.
Save Me is next.
Save Me.
Save Me. Another cool song.
since she left me. Save me, please. Why don't you save me? Save me from destruction. Keep me from seduction. Save me, please. Never thought I needed your protection. Never thought I needed anyone else. I'm a man without direction. Now I'm on my knees begging for your help. You gotta save me. Save me from pollution. Drinking's my solution. Save me, please. You got to save me. Save me from the bad times. Shelter me from hate crimes. Save me, please. Never thought I needed your protection. Never thought I needed anyone. What's not real? The dreams they wanna steal. Save me, please. You got to save me. Save me from a world so cruel. Everybody's fighting. Save me, please.
So now we'll do now we're gonna do All Used Up.
All Used Up.
Yeah.
But first we're gonna tune.
Yeah. And I hope you're not all used up. You got two more songs.
Nope. Not yet.
There is a story behind this, right, Pete?
Well, yeah, there's a story behind every song, right?
Is this a good story?
It's
a better song than it's a story.
It's an honest song. Very honest.
Would you like to tell us, or we gotta just figure it out?
Yeah.
And we'll tell itself.
I'll let you guys figure out what it's about.
Okay. You're listening to the Stigmatics live on MFO. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, a lot of our songs started out as suicide notes. This might be one of them. Ready?
Yep.
nothing left. I'm all used up, giving it my best. They did the right